Everyone, welcome to Friday Night Live with your hosts Ben and Rob. Seth is currently out for the evening. Well, you guys, we're investigative researchers who look into topics the mainstream media can't or won't report on, and then we share what we find with all of you, plus we do a lot of joking around in the process. Well, billions of Alaskan snow crabs have just disappeared. We might have found out the answer as to why, and also millions of dollars are being paid out to the FBI informants as whistleblowers reveal shocking information. Has the world just gotten weirder?
Well, our platform, Rise.TV, was created with the mission to entertain, uplift, unite, and guide humanity towards a bright new day. So in this Friday Night Live, we'll update you on the strange things happening in the world. Then make sure to tune in for our most popular segments on Rise.TV, a dig deep Q&A where you can ask us your questions directly, and then the top 10 weirder news of the week with stories on cyborgs, UFOs over secret bases, and an amazing near-death experience.
It's just a rule that cyborgs need to be involved these days. But for now, let's get started with this Friday Night Live by talking about the biggest things that happened this past week. Well, and hey, before we start, if you're watching our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a 5-star rating and review so we can reach more people. Well, Ben, how you doing, man? Friday.
It is Friday. How are you doing, Rob?
Good. It's been an interesting week, to say the least.
Yeah, I would say that. I definitely agree with that, too.
So tell me, we usually try to do a little bit of a personal highlight thing before we get started with Friday Night Live. You got anything for me?
Well, I mean, so it was really interesting because we found that, our movie, The Real Anthony Fauci, the documentary that came out, and you and I did a kind of a movie review about it. Yes. It's on IMDb now, so... It's kind of cool, actually. I guess it kind of is a little... Well, now they have the Epic Times on there, too. It used to just be us, and then...
It was just us before, right?
It was just us. Then they had the Ben Armstrong, and now the Epic Times. So this is cool, because they're going to start adding more reviews here. But also, you know, we could be on our way to becoming, movie review...
Having our own profile on IMDb.
We actually do. By the way... We do from being in Cosmic. What is it? Cosmic Secret?
The Cosmic Secret.
Yeah. From being in that, you and I actually are on IMDb, but it's small anyway. But yeah, for me, it's like, wow, maybe we should do more movie reviews, you know, at least things that are relevant. So, of course, we did.
Maybe that was encouragement to do that. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Because we did do the My Son Hunter movie review, and that came out pretty good too. So,
yeah, our goal in that category will be to review all of the movies no one else wants to review.
So true. Yes.
Yeah. So, is that your highlight of the week?
I just thought that was really cool that it was on there. You know, so I would say so. So, what about you? And we got so much to go over today. But what about you?
I don't know if it's a highlight really, but I did an absurd amount of research this week on AI. You know, I was in one of those AI generators quite a bit. I was also doing a few like video clips on AI. And I'll tell you what, I don't think this is going to happen, mind you, right? But if a higher being wasn't looking over humankind right now, I would give us maybe 2 or 3 years max before AI completely took over. I don't know if you've watched the West World series, Ben.
No, I haven't actually. Everyone keeps asking me if I've seen that series, but I haven't.
Okay, so I'm in like season 3 and there's 4 seasons, okay? But some of the concepts that they have there and how there are like very specific AI that chart courses for people's lives, all right? The stuff that they're talking about in that show is already happening right now with Google. And
yes.
And now these AI have access to it, and it's really uncomfortable actually to be seeing all of this stuff. In like not in a way that I'm scared, just in a way of like WTF while you're researching. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the thing is like, now you see how there's this like half this body thing, right? That it's showing you there.
So is that supposed to be the Da Vinci?
Yeah, okay. So it is. That's like it's the anatomical man or the Vitruvian mm-hmm. man, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is that what you start to put together after a while is that AI, when it gets smart enough, there's nothing stopping it from 3D printing a body that the AI itself can exist in. This is what gets really weird, right? Is because we're talking now about a consciousness that understands this physical world. And if it needed a presence in this physical world and it needed to blend in the physical world, it is going to 3D print a human body that the AI can exist in, even if it's still accessed through a network or whatever it is. It's a natural extension of an intelligence that's been created. And so it's just like when you start like looking at this and you start seeing the trajectory of things, it gets like, I don't know, like part of me wants to laugh and the other part of me is like, this is crazy, right? Because it's we're not far from it. I mean, we're seeing AI produce really advanced image results in even specific styles just from algorithms. We're seeing this week, you know, yesterday we looked at AIs having an interview, a complete interview with one another. Like if this content is delivered out there in different ways through the internet and whatever, there's nothing stopping all of this from interfering with us and our lives even more, you know?
Well, and that's like a really big question, because how far could AI really go? And then once it gets to wherever it is, what's the limit that it, one, what could it do and what can it do? And how would that affect us as a human race, right? And I think this is like one of the things that we've been always concerned about. Not to mention, you know, I love talking about aliens. We don't do it enough, I think, more recently, because there's just like so much going on with everything. And
but there are some people who think that the alien bodies are 3D printed bodies for the AI. There are people that think the grays, are 3D printed bodies of the AI that they serve.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, is that true? I don't know. Like they could just be like,
I don't know if I don't know if I get that. However, so we're totally getting off track, but this is awesome because I like these conversations. We have a lot to dive into, but what's interesting is that when you really look at a lot of the ETs and how people describe them, that they do refer to their bodies as being, or our bodies even, as vessels, that they can literally take their consciousness and their soul, you could say, and put it into another vessel.
I mean, I think that's how the deep state looks at it too. I mean, why all the mind control like experiments and stuff, unless they're trying to split a personality or experiment with all of that stuff, you know?
Exactly. So if you had something that was more, I guess even like cyborgish, robotic, whatever, you know, I mean,
Or if it's just a conscious going,
that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Yeah. Or creating something with that consciousness. And then anyway, yeah, what would be the, like, well, and, what and would it, be the end goal?
And it really does come down to this, like, what determines what consciousness is, right? Like, I mean, the thing is like, even in ancient times, if like statues get worshipped too much, the statues themselves start to obtain, like, this is how, you remember we were talking a few weeks ago about Chinese cryptids? Chinese cryptids are based around a very weird and interesting principle in the universe, which is that if an animal or an object obtains enough energy, it becomes conscious and can start doing things with an intelligence on its own. Okay, so like statues, if they get worshipped too much, or foxes, if they get too much energy, actually start to shapeshift into humans, play humans, and then take over human bodies and do all of this weird stuff. Like, this is right, what they believe the Yao Guai are. There's even like fog even has a consciousness in some of these scenarios where the fog is so dense, it actually has a consciousness and it can do things or change into things. Right. So it's like, what is consciousness? And if the AI actually has these thoughts and is starting to perform tasks, right? If it's starting to perform tasks, it's becoming a consciousness entity in this dimension. And eventually, is it alive? I mean, I don't know who decides that. What if it starts doing things? What if it does actually enter the human world as a consciousness? Like, these are weird questions. Like, we don't even have the answer to yet. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to open up this bag of cats here, but, you know.
We'll have to dive into it. Well, I've been wanting to do more on the AI anyway. We have to go into it in one of our future episodes.
Anyway, a lot of crabs disappeared.
Yeah, a lot of crabs disappeared. We'll get into that. So, okay, we have everything that's kind of going on with the FBI, which is massive things, multiple things going on there. Then we have the crabs, and then we have the more of the vaccine stuff, and then some pretty funny things that we want to show you guys too. So let's see. So I guess we'll just start with the what's kind of going on with the
this dot.
The FBI. There's multiple levels and multiple tiers of this.
When is something not going on with the FBI these days?
I swear, man, I don't know. The more like all this stuff keeps coming out about FBI, I'm like, what is really going on with them? So, okay. So,
the FBI is now paying for information, right?
Essentially, that's what's going on.
So is that, what do you call that when you pay, like, okay, read this headline here, Ben. You want to read this?
Yeah, okay. Senior FBI analyst testifies. FBI offered Christopher Steele, the former British spy behind the discredited P-tape dossier, up to $1 million to prove Trump-Russia links. And this is what this report is saying. So, to break this down, this is like this so-called dossier that came out that Christopher Steele, who was part of the there was that group that just totally slipped my mind. We're gonna get to it. So there's this organization, this company, this kind of fake company. All of this stuff was created. The FBI essentially was like, here, we're going to give you $1 million so you can prove that this is real. And it's like, well, yeah, what are you going to do with that $1 million? You're probably going to like bribe other people, convince other people with this money to try to come out, say it's real. And this is the one where that there's supposedly a video of Trump, like, you know, doing something really
generated by one of these AI generators.
I'm sure that's exactly what it was. And you know, and then of course he was
but like spending $1 million to prove something, like how about it just gets proven with no money and that way it's true?
Exactly.
That's not reality. Like, I'll give you $1 million to prove this. That's like paying someone $1 million to fake something. That's the same thing.
Completely. Because I mean, that's actually what it looks like. It's like, oh, hey, we're going to buy this one for $1 million so we can prove that it is real. And Lindsay, so this all kind of goes up into the Spygate aspect of it, and kind of pull this up. We'll do like a little refresher here of just briefly, because this is so massive. This is so intricate. And the problem is that this is so deep and everybody is a part of it. Every organization, FBI, CIA, Obama, Biden, Clinton's, like everybody is a part of this because the goal was to bring down Trump. And there was never any evidence that it was even real. And that was the whole thing. Fusion, I think it was like Fusion GPS or something like that is the name of that company. That's the company that Christopher Steele was a part of. And it's just this massive, massive, massive thing. And they were like, if all of us get together, all of us try to do this, there's no way that we're all going to go down. And instead, we'll just make Trump go down.
That's how the cabal works, right?
That's how the cabal works.
Like, it's the swamp, dude. You don't even need to call it the cabal. It's a swamp. It's like, it's just a swampy wasteland of people who have been taken advantage of and are doing the bidding of a higher agenda. Yep.
Yeah. So, and John Brennan, he was the director. I don't know if he still is.
No, he's not now.
Yeah, I don't think he is. So he was the director when Obama was there of the CIA. Then Trump used the CIA to spy on Trump's camp, or I'm sorry, Obama used the CIA to spy on Trump's campaign to make sure, because it was like, we have to win this. So that was the whole point. And it's like, you can't use a government organization to spy on an American citizen who's not even doing anything wrong, but just trying to run. I mean, that's where this whole thing is. The whole thing got unraveled. Then the media are in it. And I think that's why today we're seeing so much of the media that are against everything that is happening because they implicated themselves in this process. They all knew that it was a lie. They all knew it was fake. You have CNN, New York Times, BBC, MSN, Politico, which has now been bought out, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, every other organization, all knew that this thing was fake. All pushing it. It's like, hey, if the media is on board with it, if the CIA, the FBI, we have Obama, the Clintons, like,
they're trying to manufacture the truth.
Yeah. And it's like, we can't lose. And this is what Hillary Clinton called the insurance policy, which is true. She did call it that. It was like, if Trump wins, we will create something so damning that he will have to be taken down, even if it's not real. And then it's like, yeah, so the FBI paid. And then to make things worse on top of this, the one guy who literally lied to the FBI, and this is what came out recently, they were just like, oh, yeah, it's okay. We're just going to drop all charges against you. It's like, what are you talking about? But so this is kind of long. We don't have to get into all of this. And I off the top of my head, man, the guy's name, I had it in here. And
which guy?
The guy that was part of this dossier through the FBI. No. He was, I can't think. Anyway, I'm going to find his name. Anyway, he was the one that was caught lying, and then they were like, yeah, we'll let him. I think he's a Russian descendant.
Oh, Igor Danchenko.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yes. But yeah. And
well, Ben, you know, speaking of swampy creatures in politics, we did do a deep dive on cryptids of the abyss and published a series all about it, the seas. I'm not sure if you guys at home know this, but episode 2 dropped yesterday, and it gets into psychic octopuses, aliens, and demons. And if you thought mind-controlling Kraken or Lovecraftian old one monsters were just fiction. Wait until you see this trailer right now.
What if I told you that octopuses are so smart, they may even have extrasensory abilities? That's right. I'm talking about a psychic octopus.
That sounds like a terrible B horror movie.
What's happening?
It's a huge squid. It's got the glider.
In 2010, during the FIFA World Cup in South Africa, an octopus in Germany correctly predicted the outcomes for all seven of the German team's soccer matches. But he also picked Spain to win the final against the Netherlands. The octopus, who was named Paul.
Who names an octopus Paul?
This octopus Paul indicated his favored teams by choosing between food and glass cases containing flags of two opposing teams.
You've heard about Cthulhu and the Kraken. You've wondered about superpowers and the occult. You've seen movies and TV shows reveal truths that even they may not have realized. Is a cephalopod takeover on the horizon? Are eels interdimensional? Have reckless oil companies unleashed an evil on the world that they don't want you to know about? Join Edge of Wonder for a deep dive into the cryptids of the abyss.
Oh, yeah. Cryptids of the Abyss.
So you guys can find our part two out now on Rise TV, and part three will be dropping next week. So,
and any of you guys listening to us on a podcast right now, please give us a rating and a review. Appreciate it.
Hmm. Oh, sorry. It's not coming out for two more weeks. Sorry about that.
Oh, episode three. Yeah. Episode three will come out.
Yeah. Episode weeks. Three. Sorry. Yeah. I got ahead of myself here. All right, so getting back to the FBI and what's going on. So Forbes, I have to admit, I am pretty impressed by what Forbes found out. Mm. Forbes found out that the FBI, along with some other agencies, choose your three-letter alphabet soup there, paid informants nearly $550 million in recent years. And with many of these informants allowed to commit authorized crimes.
Wow.
So
the FBI has fully become the CIA.
I thought you were going to say something else.
The Dude, CIA I already is what I was going to say.
Yeah. It's so crazy. And I'm actually really impressed by this Forbes because it really breaks down the FBI. Few informants became millionaires. And then there's some Amtrak and parcel delivery workers that nearly were making $1 million or more. And then there was these crimes that were committed. The FBI spent an average of $42 million a year on confidential human sources between 2012 and 2018. And they found this at openthebooks.com as what they were, these auditors like were looking at this money and what was going on. And some of this money was like, they were saying that they were spending it on things that was common knowledge. It's like, here's $1 million for you to like figure this out to help us like solve this. And it's like, if you just did your research for half a day, you could find this information by calling somebody who works there, you know? And it's just really weird stuff. There was an airline employee who received more than $60,000 in less than 4 years. There's like TSA employees that were getting like nearly $100,000. One Amtrak employee was paid
$100,000. You said 60. Wow.
$600,000. Did I say 60?
Yeah, you said
60. Oh my gosh, so sorry. Airline employee who received more than $600,000 in less than 4 years.
God.
And like,
dude,
what airline employee? What the heck were they doing?
Yeah.
You know? And it makes you wonder, is this like blackmail? Is this, I mean, if this is just
bribery.
A regular airline employee, like,
it's why? Basically like legalized bribery.
And it makes
why an airline employee? Unless they were like doing, like putting, maybe the employee was putting like sound equipment on people's luggage to listen to them, or what were they
that
doing?
They could be working for the FBI. So, and it says crimes were committed, were authorized. So, you know, they could have been doing things without a search warrant and just making this stuff happen. They're like, oh, I work for the FBI, I can get away with anything I want, you know, or like, who knows? And that's the problem, is that the stuff is all kind of like black book stuff. We're not really going to find out what they were doing. So it's like, already we don't trust the FBI, but the more that's coming out, mm-hmm. The more corruption is being exposed through this. And hey, Rob, why don't you read? Okay, so there's two instances where FBI had employed confidential human sources and controversial roles. And we're going to get into what both of those are. And why don't you read this first one, Rob, with Governor Whitmer?
Where is that?
It's so in our doc.
Oh, Governor Whitmer, kidnapping plot case clouded by informants' roles.
Yes.
Okay, so in court proceedings, the feds have shared the identification numbers of 12 confidential informants involved in Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's kidnapping plot, but refused to provide recruitment methods, payments, locations, and names for all but one. In October 2020, Justice announced the arrest of six men who were said to be conspiring over a six-month period to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Eight others were charged under Michigan's anti-terrorism statutes for providing material support to the plotters.
So, in other words, it's like they remember that this whole thing got way blown out of proportion and there was all this stuff. Meanwhile, you have whose home got broke? Oh, someone got swatted recently. It was Tulsi. Was it Tulsi Gabbard?
No, it was not Tulsi. It was one of the. I can't remember her name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't
Lindsay might be able to pull it up for us.
But yeah, so
is she from Georgia?
Yes.
Was it Candace Taylor?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Sorry,
someone else.
I think it was somebody else too. But anyway. So moving on, the second one was January 6th, and the New York Times reported, and was actually kind of a bombshell, that at least two informants embedded with the U.S. Capitol crowd were in close contact with
Green, MTG,
the FBI handlers on January 6th.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene,
that was it, yeah. So then in a going back to the January 6th, then in a congressional testimony, this representative, Thomas Masary, they played a video. And then he was asked directly if any FBI agents were there on the scene. And then the answer was that we can't comment on an ongoing investigation.
Right.
And it was like, well, obviously this is an FBI agent. So it's just really weird because, you know, the average people out there, the average citizen wants to believe that everything is working for them. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what we all think. It's like you turn on the news and you're just like, yeah,
there's a number of people who still think the world operates normally. Like it's normal, and what people say they do, and things that were set up to perform certain tasks are performed that way, but that's not how anything works.
It's not at all.
Yeah.
And And, you know, and I think that's what we're trying to do is help awaken people to see, like, there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. And unfortunately, most of these organizations are working against us. And we can see it by, you know, when they let off people for lying and doing all kinds of horrible things, but yet going after other people, such as this reporter, James Gordon Meek. And he's an ABC award-winning journalist. And a lot of everyone's talking about this. And I really wanted to get into, like, kind of breaking down of what happened and why this happened. And again, it all comes back to the FBI.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, the FBI raided his home, this James Meek, and he's just disappeared. No one's heard from him. He abruptly quit working at ABC. And now it's been days and they don't really know exactly where he is or what happened. And according to an investigation from the Rolling Stones, supposedly the FBI raided his home because of classified information that was stored on his personal laptop.
Mm.
And that was why. But then again, it's like
we can kind of. This was a report from yesterday.
That was an import from yesterday. Yeah. This happened a couple of days ago now. And so I was kind of looking into the background because honestly, I don't really know too much about him. And he's known for highly sensitive reporting about the US military and covert operations and terrorism. And so actually, Lindsay. So one of the big things
that sounds like a tough position to be in if you want to do an honest job.
It's so true. And one of the movies he worked on, it's a documentary called 3212 Unredacted. And this movie, I never heard of this movie. And I think a lot of people now are going to want to watch what this movie is. We'll show a little bit of this trailer. Check this out.
I was sitting here watching TV and somebody knocked on the door. It was a captain and a master sergeant. They were in dress blues and I knew. I just said, no, no, no.
At that point, it's shock. I don't really even remember reaction.
All I can say is no, no.
October 6, 2017 was the day I think I went insane.
We asked, why did these four men lose their lives? And no one would give us an answer.
The autopsy report was where it really started clicking that something didn't add up.
What they were being told and what we were being told were two different things.
Because they know that mission went horribly wrong and it was going to be a lot of fingers to point and to blame.
They spent months and months and months trying to formulate a damn story that they thought would protect their ass.
The team inaccurately portrayed the first of three total missions on 3 and 4 October.
It's all about the club. It's all about circling the wagons around the senior leaders.
The Army let me down. They let my son down. And then they lied about it.
Pretty interesting stuff. Now, there's a lot of rumors going around saying that he had a lot of child porn on his computer, and that was why.
Who did?
That James did, James Meek.
It seems had, like they do that for anyone they want to put away.
If know? My thing is that if he did have that on air, that would have been public knowledge. They would have released that and explained why they arrested him. They would want that out.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact Good that point. They're so that's why to me, I think that's more of a rumor. And because even so. One of the things that the Rolling Stones said, it says, if such documents exist, meaning on his computer as claim, this would be within the scope of his long career as an investigative journalist, covering government wrongdoings. This is his attorney saying this. The allegations in your inquiry are troubling for a different reason. They appear to come from a source inside the government. Mm. It is highly inappropriate and illegal for individuals in the government to leak information about ongoing investigation. We hope that the Department of Justice promptly investigates the source of this leak. So, and it was weird because it was almost like the from what was going on, it looks like the people that went to his home were people that were kind of familiar with what exactly he was working on and who they were. And then all of a sudden this guy just disappears. Right. So I think that, I mean, I kind of want to hear what you think about this, but honestly, I think if there was something, like I said, weird or child porn that like everyone is talking about, unless it was like something to do with Epstein level where he was like, but this dude is a journalist. I just don't see that happening.
Have you seen, wait, so are you, you want to, are we talking about the journalist right now when you asked me this or what we just watched in that documentary?
Well, both, you know, what do you think about?
Okay. I mean, I couldn't stop thinking of that show, The Terminal List, while we were talking about, have you seen The Terminal List on Amazon yet?
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it yet.
I don't think this administration likes that show.
It's The Terminal List. Interesting.
You got to watch it. It's Chris Pratt. He's playing a Navy SEAL. And it's all about how his troop, something happens to him and his troop, and then they start coming after him. And he basically just starts snapping and taking out bad guys that affected his family. And he's really good at it.
That's awesome.
and actually, like, it's very similar to the way something would actually, like, what they're scared of playing out right now.
Well, I have a feeling that he probably got some crazy, insane video from somebody out on the actual field of what happened.
This is exactly like, in a way, it's similar to this story in a way. Mm-hmm. I think, like I said, basically, Ben, doing a job like that guy is doing, if you're an honest person and you're doing research on the government right now, there's no way to come through any of that investigation without being like something seriously, like with these agencies, something mm-hmm. seriously wrong is happening there.
Yeah,
you know, it's 100%. Like there's something off, you know, and it may not be everyone. Like there may be a lot of good people in those agencies, but at the very top, that's where the calls get made. That's where, you know, if you keep looking into it, if you keep digging into it, you find things that you shouldn't find, and then your things can get dangerous for you really quick, I think. Especially if you're collecting information. You're collecting information in a digital environment that they can track. They just come after you. They can follow you. They can find you, anything, you know?
Right. I mean, that's exactly it. And the fact that he just disappeared is really, really, really weird.
Very weird.
I mean, I don't even know when.
Lindsay, can you pull that article up again? The one that we were just looking at of the guy disappearing?
Yeah.
Because the headline actually, it was really interesting. I can't remember what the exact headline was. Okay, yeah. So ABC Emmy winning journalist missing after FBI raid, classified docs found.
Yeah, no one's heard from him. His colleagues, like, I don't know anything about his family, but at least, like, you know, no one has heard from him yet. It's like, what the heck?
It's really, you know? Really, really difficult to be an honest journalist right now.
Well, especially if you're investigating like military stuff.
I can't even imagine. You know? Like, I have some friends who were very high up in some of these agencies and left because they didn't like, they got uncomfortable with what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you listen to stories about what they were dealing with and what they were doing when they were out on their like missions or undercover ops. And it's enough to make an honest person leave almost all the time. If you're into trying to defeat bad guys and bring justice, then you have a hard time hanging. Yeah, lots of people do. And I'm not saying all the operations run like sour like that, but a lot of them, you know, it's possible. Anything's possible. Like, you know, there's certain people you're not allowed to research. There's certain people you're not allowed to find out information about. And then you end up out information about them because you're researching something peripheral and you come across that information. You start talking about it. People tell you to shut up. If you don't want to shut up, you disappear.
Yeah. Well, it's like even with the Hunter Biden laptop, I heard that there was over 450 illegal violations that have been spotted so far on just Hunter Biden's laptop alone. But it's like, well, why isn't that being investigated?
Like, no, really, like 450. I thought there'd be more. I'm surprised, honestly.
Well, I mean, that's like known, you know, and that's already a lot of true.
Oh, dude, 450 is an incredible amount.
I mean, how in the world? Oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, this is like Biden's, this is just his... He's like a mob boss, and he's like the it's all it is.
It's just
so weird, man. So weird. Total clown world. It's not, it goes beyond clown world. I don't even know what this is anymore. More of like a nightmare. It's like we're in a nightmare clown world that's just totally run by
a nightmare that we're trying to wake up from. We're having a hard time waking up.
Oh man, so true.
All right, well, you guys, if you're liking the show and want to see the exclusive Edge of Wonder content that Ben and I have been making, please subscribe to Rise.tv. We have a series on near-death experiences and the power of the mind, transhumanism and the gaming industry, occult secrets like Hitler's hunt for the relics of power, or the mysteries behind Vlad the Impaler, and so much more. One of the more recent series that we did was the Big Food Agenda, exposing the marketing manipulation behind our food products that you were never supposed to know. So check out this trailer for our series on Rise.tv.
Attention, attention. Have you ever heard of the rivalry between Coke and Pepsi? What if we told you that Cola Wars were just a big scam? Ever heard about a certain U.S. president helping popularize Pepsi in the USSR? Or are the Soviet Union paid the Pepsi company in warships? Why are candy and cola makers like Nestle, Coke, and Pepsi sponsoring health studies? Why do internal emails at Coca-Cola look like they've tried to influence the World Health Organization? Have you ever wondered why the obesity epidemic is getting worse, even though we know sugar is bad for us?
Well, Edge of Wonder isn't a health show.
No, it's not.
And we already know we should be healthier. But what we found about the marketing manipulation behind our food products, that you were never supposed to know.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid about the sugar industry, people, pun intended. Ben and I are about to shock you by how little choice you really have in what you eat.
There's been a deliberate push for sugar on the world's citizens, and Rob and I are here to expose it. Today, we'll uncover the smoking gun sugar marketing that just may reveal how our behavior has been conditioned for generations.
So join us as we dive into the truth about the big food agenda that's been building and building, and not just in your arteries. You won't believe what we found.
Not just in your arteries.
Well, yeah, the big food agenda. As a lot more where that came from, actually. Probably going to be doing more episodes of that over the time, but definitely check that one out when you guys get a chance.
And we're also redoing our Deep State series that we have, and we're still in the process of recreating all those for you guys. So that's going to come out probably more like next year, but we're gonna shoot it soon.
But we're working on it.
We are working on it, but it's going to be awesome. So, and then, of course, we still have our Cs.
Are we going to get into disappearing crabs yet, Ben?
Yeah, let's get into disappearing crabs. Let's just do that. weird stuff going on with this. And Rob and I kind of have different slight understandings
of what went on.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So for you guys that don't know, so far, 11 billion Alaskan snow crabs, well, they're saying suddenly disappeared.
They disappeared over a 2-year period, which is kind of ridiculous.
It is kind of ridiculous. Yes. They even canceled there was like a contest they have every year for snow crab harvest.
I don't know if 11 billion is a typo here, because every other article that I saw was 1 billion. 11 billion is massive.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, man, 11 billion? let me see what it says later in the article. It does say 11 billion. Okay. I don't know. Either way, it's a lot.
It sounds kind of fishy to me. Oh, sometimes I get those grandpa jokes.
That's pretty good, man. Okay. Well, I guess we'll look more into that and see. But either way, a lot of crabs, at least a billion crabs, have disappeared. And they're saying it could herald in a catastrophic population collapse for the crabs.
Well, not only that, but it has like really shaken the American economy. $250 million that fishermen in Alaska rely on are basically gone. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these fishermen are trying to figure out how the government can keep supporting them. But this is historically how governments take over industries, which we don't want to happen. We want these fishermen to keep going out and making a living on these things.
That's why it does seem like foul play. The official reason, and they don't even have any conclusive evidence for it, is that it's climate change. That's why.
Well, so what they're saying, you know, and some fishermen are speculating about this, is they're saying, hey, where did they go? They're just saying, hey, where did they go? Did the water warm up and they're trying to find colder climate?
Yeah.
Did that happen? Right.
But that doesn't seem to be the case here. And
I don't think so either.
And actually, I was in New York with some fishing people, some boats and stuff for a story a long time ago. And I was talking to this guy and he said it was the first time ever off of, New York, the New York Harbor there and stuff, that he saw sea turtles. He's like, usually we don't see them here at all. So he's like, we're seeing a lot more tropical fish in the summer in these waters that we've never seen before. So there are things going on, but exactly what you said, Rob, if it really is due to global warming, we would see them going more north, not just disappearing altogether. This looks like they literally disappeared. And that's something that these scientists aren't really bringing up, is the fact that it's like, they're just kind of blaming global warming, but then they're like, well, it could be global warming and then a virus is being introduced or something. And it's like, I don't know. I don't really think that doesn't really sound.
Yeah. See, every
very likely
thing that happens in the world right now is climate change is their answer. And none of it is based in reality. Actually, like fishermen would just go more north to find those crabs if that was the issue. But 1 billion missing is very strange. And really don't think that I have some theories, but I want to hear what your theory is first, Ben, and then I'll tell you mine.
Yeah. So I have been investigating this, and one theory that's out there is China. Some people suspect that China is doing some illegal fishing using like some kind of advanced, not like alien advanced technology, but using some kind of like maybe AI kind of created kind of technology that they are doing this. Because there's so many people in China, it's a massive market. And they're doing this and bringing it over to China secretly without telling like the international community. That's one thing that people are suspecting. Number two would be like something Bill Gates is doing to maybe like poison the waters or something like that. That's the other theory. That's, or like not necessarily Bill.
A bunch of these crabs got sick or something.
Yeah. Like somebody introduced a virus in the waters that specifically targeted these crabs that could be genetically engineered. That's another theory that's out there. Now, I did find a really fascinating thread, and I did find very solid evidence that NOAA, the N-O-A-A, lied to the world about the situation related to crabs. And in 2021, they found out a whistleblower actually came forward and said that. So this is what this whistleblower said. He said, quote, managers push the natural morality story because they know it might divert the focus from overfishing to natural catastrophe. So what NOAA failed in this report was that, one, they were allowing overfishing to occur and not monitoring it, and two, they were really, really mismanaging the way the crab industry was working. Number three was what you're seeing in this photo is the all these crabs that are laying these eggs, and they should be putting these back into the sea to rebuild the population, but instead all of them were destroyed. So a lot of these kind, you know, and it could be a combination of like multiple things, but this what I found here really is exposing NOAA for just handling this industry extremely poorly and probably getting some kind of massive kickback from it and allowing it to kind of go continue on while they kind of look the other way. So those are all the kind of, you know, and like I said, it could be a combination of a lot of different things, but that's kind of what I found. So Rob, I'm really kind of curious to see what you found on this.
Well, it's a complicated situation. So mm-hmm. for one, if we're talking about professional fishermen, like these guys know what they're doing with these crabs. They know what they're doing because their livelihood depends on crab being there next year. So in terms of how they're treating the crab, they're not like throwing the eggs away. They're making sure that that stuff gets put back in the sea where it goes so that they have crab to fish next year, because mm-hmm. it's essential for them to make their entire money in that month, that like few month period where they're fishing. So I think there's a lot, like the industry was really big. There's tons and tons of fishermen that were out there doing that. 1 billion crabs missing. That doesn't really make sense. Recently, Chinese fishermen have been seen in the East Coast fishing crab.
That's interesting.
Russian and Chinese ships have been seen off the coast of Alaska a lot more recently.
That's also interesting. So that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I think that this is most likely interference in our economy from an outside country.
I don't know why the mainstream media won't even bring that up as a possible scenario.
Because their agendas force them to cite climate change as the reason so that they can push their agenda more. That's why.
I 100% agree with you. I think that, and honestly, I mean, when I was looking into this a little bit more and like I said, you know, kind of seeing how NOAA is turning the other side. I mean, China could have went up to NOAA and said, we're going to do this. Here's a massive kickback for you guys. Just turn the other way. And it's like,
yeah, yep.
Okay. No. And then it's like, oh, wow, we're missing all these crabs. Oh yeah. It's climate change. Because if NOAA knew about it, that would totally, oh my God, that would destroy
it. Now, Lindsay, I want you to pull up this other article I sent you. So another really interesting thing is this right here. Scientists find evidence of ocean hundreds of miles below Earth's surface. This also brings us one step closer to Jules Verne's idea of an ocean inside the earth. We're talking about eels that are coming out of the Bermuda Triangle and spawning in the Marianas Trench. Did the crabs walk off the face of the ocean? I don't know.
The other thing, this would explain a lot of weird creatures that wash up.
That all of a sudden come out.
Yeah, because they could be. I mean, and that's essentially when you watch Godzilla, that's what the inner earth, you know,
the hollow earth or whatever.
The hollow earth, and they're swimming underwater and they kind of come up and there's still, you know, there's that area, but they're still like underwater underneath that. So, dude, that's pretty interesting. And they have no idea. Well, they say to this day, they do not know what the earth's core is made of. You know, they can only take an estimate or educated guess that it's molten magma and iron and everything.
Flat earth, but it's like it's made of cheese.
Yeah.
And the moon is too.
Yeah, moon is made of cheese. I still think I believe in that conspiracy theory. That makes a lot of sense.
I'd like to believe in that conspiracy theory. It sounds delicious.
Dude, but over time, well, I guess maybe in space it wouldn't rot. So
yeah, that's why it's that color, Ben.
I guess so.
It's been up there. It's just, man.
Be raining cheese if we blew up the moon, then be pretty
that
good.
That doesn't sound bad. That sounds like a lot of poutine. Like the Canadians would be cheering for sure. All right. Well, you know,
sorry, we just got a funny comment from Highlander. He says, pay Al Gore the money and the crabs will return.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Oh man, that it does make me wonder about these organizations though, with like I said with NOAA, you know, I mean, and it's fascinating. I didn't think about the Russia connection either when you mentioned Russia, so that's pretty interesting, Rob. So
yeah, I mean, I don't think this is happening for no reason, and I think that also it's really interesting, Ben, that it's affecting a food industry when a lot of crazy things are happening to our food. Factories are getting burned down. Like, doesn't this seem a little convenient that also the crab industry is just completely kaput?
Well, that's why my instant thought went to like, who's doing this? You know, what's not.
Who's doing this? Like, it's like the same question. Like, who blew up that pipeline?
Oh my God. And that's the other thing. It's like, everyone now is just like, oh, we just kind of moved on, and World War III is good for us because the media says like it's okay.
Maybe a nuclear strike is the answer. Like, how is that?
I don't know, man.
That worked so well in history. Every time it worked well.
I hate to say that I'm having less and less sympathy and compassion for people that are just like,
out of their mind, right? Like, I'm there with you. Like,
it's like, if the TV says that, then that must be true. But it's like, How did we get there?
Has it always been like that? I feel like people weren't this retarded before.
I don't know. And I even have some. And not many, just a little bit of family members that are even like this, just because I'm trying to figure it out. It's like, is it just because you're so naive that you
also
want to believe
it's like
that
you'll
the government
see people really people. Clear about a few things and then they're out of their mind on like vaccines or something, and you're like, what? Like,
that's true too.
How do you think the same people that you're talking crap about over here are making responsible things over here? Like, none of that makes any sense to me.
Dude,
like,
I don't get it either, man. I think even our fans have a hard time with it sometimes too. It's like, all we can do is try to help and wake people up and do what we can, but you know, it's up to them to take that information and, you know, change. But
I think it's about time to get into Dig Deep. What do you think?
Yeah, there's this, and we're going to be leaving Rumble here, and there's a hilarious, absolutely funny video with Trudeau and Gavin Newsom. But that's someone, it's not real, but it could be real. It might as well be real. But I think we should probably show that on Rise TV because I think it's a little bit too racy to kind of play on.
All right. Sounds fun.
So we'll show that. And then, we'll do the deep. And
Okay, well, you guys, this Friday Night Live has been pretty fun so far, but we're just getting started. Besides Alaskan snow crabs disappearing, the FBI shelling out money, and all the biggest stories this week, there's so much more to talk about. We're about to go over to Rise.TV to continue this discussion and bring you our two most popular segments that we always hear everyone's favorite part of the show. So during our Dig Deep Q&A, you can ask us your questions directly, and we've gotten everything from what our favorite foods are to whether reptilian overlords secretly control the world or the UK to our understanding about what the cult of communism is.
Yeah, then we'll finish the night with the top 10 weirder news of the week to keep you laughing. You don't want to miss this. Tonight's weirder news stories are about cyborgs, UFOs over secret bases, and amazing near-death experiences. So subscribe for just $9.99 a month to Rise.TV and join our awesome Rise community. Your support helps us fulfill our mission to entertain, uplift, unite, and guide humanity toward a bright new day. So we'll see you over on Rise.TV right after this trailer on Tartaria.
A vast secret history, a lost ancient civilization, an empire they tried to erase. Tartaria's hidden past is just as fictional as Atlantis, or is it? Humanoid giants, magical creatures that shouldn't exist, dogmen, centaurs, magicians, and evil spirits. Why did the Soviet communists remove all traces of Tartaria from their books? Why was it so important to wipe Tartaria off the face of the earth? Take a glimpse into the truth of the past. You were never supposed to know.
So, did Genghis Khan's ancestors and the Tartarians really discover America? Was Tartaria a global civilization?
Forgotten maps. The journals of Marco Polo. Ancient structures. Evidence of advanced technology. Edge of Wonder brings you Tartaria.
All right.